I don't hear many voices in the media speaking to me and exhorting me and encouraging me to live a godly life. Instead, I hear a lot of comforting words about how nobody is perfect. God is always there when we mess up. His grace is there. And I'm certainly glad that His grace is there. But with that comes the implication that we cannot live godly in this life. And some people have actually fallen into the idea that because they've been saved and because they have a ticket to heaven, so to speak, that they can presume on the grace of God and just live any way they want and forget about being godly. I always prefer to stick with what the Bible says and what the apostles say. Listen to the words of the apostle Paul in Titus, the second chapter and the 11th verse. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. You see, Jesus is the great physician, and He came, and God's grace is displayed to us in Jesus Christ. It's what Paul said. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. That's Jesus saying, come follow me, and extending grace, forgiveness of sins. But He also does something as well. He heals our soul, teaching us that we deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and we should live soberly, that is, not under the of alcohol, and we could say mind-bending drugs as well, and to live righteously, that is right before God, and godly, that is as a reflection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in this present age. So Jesus came to change us. I know that I'm not perfect in everything I do, but I know this. God has changed me, and He's teaching me to live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. That word teaching is paiduo. It means to take a person under instruction as a father would take their children under instruction to raise them to be responsible adults. That's how God is treating us, because He has a purpose for us. And it says that in that 14th verse. Jesus gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity, forgive our sins, and purify unto Himself a peculiar people zealous of good works, people that belong to Him, that are ready to do what's right, and to give themselves over under the care and teaching of the Holy Spirit, that we might live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. Let's pray. Father in heaven, teach me, I pray. Teach me today, by whatever method that you want. I want to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age. For this is the exhortation of Jesus and His apostles, the teaching that we receive. O Lord, help me to receive your discipline. Help me to receive your rebuke. Help me never to think that there's nothing wrong with me, that I never have to improve or I never do anything wrong, Lord. But at the same time, Lord, I want to live a godly life. So help me, God, and teach me, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen.